Welcome, everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense.
And that was a different start today. Why did we pick that?
Well, based on your music, I thought we would just play one of the songs you picked as opposed to doing our regular stuff. So great song, great intro. Love Big Country.
Yeah, that's a great song. And we are right smack in the middle of the time between your birthday and mine.
Yeah.
So last week we did the 70s and 80s according to Terry. And today the assignment was to do the 70s and 80s according to Sherry. And I failed because I only did the 80s.
Yeah, you did. I looked at the list and I was like, these are all 80s.
I wasn't a huge fan of the 70s music.
You keep saying it was sad.
It was sad. And I don't know if I was sad in the 70s. I don't think so. I was under 12, so I couldn't have been that sad. But I don't love the 70s music. It doesn't resonate with me. And I really like the 80s. That was a great decade. And I wanted to focus on the fun music of the 80s.
Well, there's lots of fun music coming up, that's for sure.
Okay.
So let's finish this out, okay. And then we'll come back.
You want to hear it all?
I do. I love Big Country. One
all
of my
right.
favorite bands
let's
from
hear
the
it.
80s. I got to take that comment back that I made about Big Country. Not one of my favorite 80s bands. That is one of my favorite 80s songs. They didn't have many other songs, to be honest. Let's be honest.
No, I just wanted something that made me feel like it was the 80s, and just the sound of that song can transport me right back to the 80s.
Absolutely.
And I had fun the other night. I was doing the music by myself. You had asked me to do it, and this was the assignment. Like I said, I failed it because I only did half of it. And the other failure was I didn't start with Life Was a Highway. And this was good, though. This is a good way to introduce an 80s episode.
Absolutely. I mean, when... I'm not a big 70s fan either. So I shouldn't say that. I got to correct myself a few times here. I like the 70s, but I like certain bands from the 70s. So Supertramp, Kiss.
Sure.
I mean, but they go into the 80s as well. It's just there's certain bands that resonate with me. Black Sabbath, those kind of rock bands, those
from
stuff.
The 70s?
Yeah, from the 70s. So
you were 9 in Northern Ireland listening to Black Sabbath?
Because
you didn't even come to Canada until the 80s.
No, I'm talking about bands from the 70s.
I know. What year did you come to Canada?
79.
Oh, okay. So you did get here.
Yeah, I got here just in time to hear Kiss.
Oh, okay. That was why your parents moved you to North America.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't about the conflict in Ireland. It was right. So I could listen to some 80s music.
All right. I don't think that's true.
I know. So why did you pick the next one, Howard Jones?
Because to me, this is just a classic, iconic 80s voice as well. I know we've told the story before, but I'm sure we both were at the concert seeing him at the Kingswood Music Theater.
100%.
Which was Canada's Wonderland, and they had a $5 concert series.
Hojo,
and that was a time in my life when I had my first sense of freedom. So it was the beginning of the time when you were allowed to do things. And you were allowed to do things with your friends. So there was a bus that left from the Scarborough Town Center and took you directly to Canada's Wonderland. And I was allowed to take that bus and go to Canada's Wonderland with my friends. And I was allowed to go to a concert, which was Howard Jones was one of them. And that was a big deal. So think about 14 or 15-year-old Cherry being allowed to go out on this big adventure on her own. And imagine, this is a time before cell phones.
Yeah.
So my parents had no way to track me like we do our children. My parents had no way to text me or phone me or find me if I didn't get off that bus at the end of the day. That must have been scary parenting. Also, we're helicopter parents. Our kids would tell us for sure.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the memory that I have, and it's all associated with Howard Jones. And I like the memory that you and I were both there, probably under the stars at the same night, not knowing that your future wife was there as well.
And what's funny is you talk about your parents knowing you were there. My parents probably didn't even know I was there. I didn't really do the rules thing all that well.
You still don't do
the rules. I know. So it's funny that you're like, and my parents knew I went to Canada's Wonderland and took the bus, and my parents did not know. At all. I mean, they did in later years, but I mean, that's because
just
I was
finding out now.
Well, yeah, because I was driving there. But it's so funny that you're all about the rules all
I've
the time.
I've always
it's
been all so about the rules, funny. Which has served me well through life.
It has.
So
and I'm okay. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. So if you're listening, kids or whoever's kids
listen
are listening,
to your parents follow
listen
the rules.
To your parents follow the rules. Blah blah blah. Or seek forgiveness when they find out.
Unless you're our children, then you have to follow the rules. Because he's saying, as a dad perspective, if you don't tell him what you're doing, he's going to find you and phone you and text you and look at your Find My Apple phone.
Find my kid on the phone.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and listen to Howard Jones. Like I said, this is just one of the ones that transports you back in time.
So did you pick artists based on the song or based on the artist? And then just picked a song that you liked from that artist. How did you go with it?
I went with things that transport me back to that time.
Okay, so this is a time machine for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, here we go. Little Hojo.
You can look at the menu, but you just can't eat. You can feel the cushions, but you can't have a seat. You can dip your foot. But you can't have a swim. You can feel the punishment, but you can't commit the sin. And you want her, and she wants you. We want everyone. And you want her, and she wants you. Just can't live in. You're the fastest runner, but you're not allowed to win. So break the rules and live to count the cost. The insecurity is the thing that won't get lost. And you wonder, and she wants you. We want everyone, and you want her. Of the puzzle, but you just can't make it fit. Doctor says you're cured, but you still feel the pain. Aspirations in the clouds, but your bones get down the drain. And you want to, and you want to. We want everyone. And you want to, and you want to. But no one, no one, no one ever. It's too late.
Definitely a time machine show today.
Did that take you straight back to 1985?
It did. It took me back to 1985, sitting on the lawn in Kingswood Music Theater.
You were probably there with some girl that wasn't me.
I was there with Alan McIntosh, my buddy.
Okay, well, I'm sure you were talking to girls that weren't me.
Yes, absolutely.
That's okay. I was probably talking to boys that weren't you. I talked to you.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Probably
you were
not. June 23rd, 1985 is when he performed.
That's crazy.
It is insane.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, and imagine, I guess it's 10 years later we meet.
And what's so funny is, you know who opens up for them that night?
No.
Your next act, Animotion.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I don't even know if, did you know that they were together on that night?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. I was still just stuck in the memory of 1985 and thinking about what other songs mean a lot to me from that time. And so I moved into Animotion because Obsession is a great song. And I can tell you, every Gen X person that's Canadian that hears this song immediately thinks Fashion Television.
Oh, 100%.
And Jeannie Becker.
Yeah.
They're tied together.
100% they're tied together. It's anytime I play this, and somebody will always, of our era, our vintage, will go, Jeannie Becker, Fashion Television. And I go, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The big truck out of the side of the City TV building.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's Speaker's Corner.
It's Speaker's Corner and Ed the Sock and all those wonderful things.
That's right.
It's crazy.
Well, I had the opportunity last year to see Jeannie Becker speak at the Kingston Writers Fest.
Oh, that's right.
So remember we showcased that last year, and then I went with our friend Trish that was on the show with us.
And how was she?
Jeannie Becker or Trish?
Yeah. Well, no, Jeannie Becker.
Trish is also fine.
Trish is fine, but you're not asking about her. No, I'm not.
Jeannie Becker she was quite interesting. She had a lot of stories to tell, and she has a lot of wisdom. She has written a lovely book about that whole era of time, and she doesn't even really know how it all happened. It just spilled out so quickly for her, and next thing you know, she found herself in Europe at Versace's house, and Versace gave her a dress, and it became kind of an iconic signature. It was just something that just happened, and it popped at that time, unbeknownst to her, unexpected, but it became an icon for that era. So much so that there was a time when I actually thought about going to college for fashion design.
Really?
Yeah, I worked in retail for a little while. I took a year off between high school and college before I actually went to college. Wasn't sure what I was going to do, and I did think about taking fashion design. I wanted to be the person who merchandised the windows in Fairweather and things like that.
Oh my God, Fairweather.
Remember? Oh my God. And funny story, the reason I decided not to take that course, this is so ridiculous now when I think about it, was that there was an accounting component, and I wasn't really good at math at the time. And now that I've matured and I'm fast forward, I'm actually really good at math.
Yeah, I was going to say, really?
You didn't? I know. I love a good spreadsheet. I love data. I love running numbers. I like playing with money. So I don't know why that took me away from not taking the fashion design course at Seneca College or something. But that was my decision point at that point. I went back and ultimately took marketing, which also had an accounting component and has served me better. But yeah, there was a time when I wanted to be the next Jeannie Becker.
Well, she's aged well. I'm looking at a photo of her on Google.
Yeah, She looks good.
She kind of looks like Cruella de Vil.
A little bit. If she had a black and white coat on.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. She had 101 Dalmatians.
Right?
It could be her.
So let's make every one of our generations stop in their tracks right now. If they haven't been listening to us talk, they can listen to Animotion and Obsession.
And what's hilarious is, like I said, they played together back to back. So Animotion opened up for Howard Jones that night. So wild.
Excellent.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
spice controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Discover your perfect adventure with Indus Travel.
I know that guy.
I know that guy, too.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I like to play that for you so you get a little promo, and you like to talk about Into the Darkness.
I do indeed.
You were just sharing with us before we came on air that you actually were playing in the dark in the studio last week.
I was playing in the darkness.
And isn't this studio creepy enough that
you don't need to be in the dark? There's actually a ghost. I'm sure there's a ghost running around in
the
studio.
I believe there is. There's many. They told us that.
Yeah, I know, but every time I go in the back area, the door closes, and I'm like, okay, ghost. Don't get me.
I'll be friendly with the ghost.
Yeah, yeah. So. I am friendly with the ghost.
Anyways, the point of the promo was to remind people to listen to Into the Darkness, but I'm sure you're going to remind them when we get into our weekend wrap-up anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll remind you all again.
All right. Well, apparently I really liked 1985, and I didn't even know it, but every time Terry calls up a fun fact about my next song, it happens to be 1985. So in 1985, I would have been 16 and 17, which is a great age to be 16 and 17, and it was a great time to be that age in 1985. The world was much easier and a lot of fun, and that was, like I said, when I started to spread my wings and have a bit of freedom and be able to do things independently. And so the music of that time just reminds me of that freedom, I guess.
Yeah, and it's funny. So I got to be honest, the first song in a big country, that was 1983. Oh. But your other ones have been 1985 so far. So we're good.
Thanks
and
for
this next one
me.
Is, no, it's okay. I'm not correcting you. Just reminding you. And then the next one we're playing, again, 1985.
Yeah, apparently. So, I really like that time.
And I mean, I agree with you. That music of that era, all the fun poppy stuff, and this is really poppy for sure.
Well, that and the movies of the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that whole John Hughes era of Pretty in Pink and 16 Candles. St. Elmo's Fire, all those movies.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about them
in the
past, right? Like the Rat Pack of the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Or they called them the Brat Pack. It was not the Rat Pack, it was the Brat Pack. So this next band, Mr. I looked up a little bit of facts on them, and they were only around from basically 82 to 90. They had a pretty short span as Mr. Mister, but they had some really good songs. I was trying to find out if they were considered a one-hit wonder, and they weren't because they had two hit songs.
Okay.
They had Broken Wings and Kyrie. And it's funny because I was looking up some stuff saying, you know, they were saying is Mr. Mister, a Catholic band, and they were because of the song Kyrie Eleison, and they were saying no, but he actually, the lead singer, the front man, which was Richard Page, he considered the song a prayer. He actually wrote it as a prayer.
Nice.
So it's
I didn't know what
nice.
That lyric meant until today.
Yeah,
so
it
it's
Lord
Kyrie Eleison or something. I can't say it, and I'll butcher it. And I never even knew when I was singing it what the lyrics meant, but now I know.
Yeah, it's used in the Greek Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church.
All right, well, so, thank you for educating me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but that's not the song I picked anyways. I picked Broken Wings.
No, I know you didn't, but...
I really like this song. Again, it's a time traveler for me, so let's take everybody back to 1985.
All right, here we go. 1985.
Why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you. Take
tonight. We can take what was wrong and make it right. All I know that you're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we
I just got a message that there's no audio coming out over the air. That doesn't make any sense.
Who's saying that?
Smat.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like a her problem, not an us problem.
I think so, because I'm pretty sure we're coming
through. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're coming out over the radio. I can see it.
Okay.
So.
Well, I was just back in 1985, and so I had to bring myself back to this current moment. But let's just keep going with this, because the next song is a huge memory for me as I was approaching high school graduation.
Okay.
And it obviously, it's Forever Young by Alphaville, so it makes perfect sense why you'd be thinking about it as you approached high school graduation. It was that moment where it was probably, you know, the summer before we were going into our last year of high school, and a hot summer night, thinking this was going to last forever and we'd always be 16 and have the whole world ahead of us. And we're not. we got old, and we got old fairly quickly, it seems like, or got older, more mature, let's call it that, like fine wine. However, this still, in my heart, I can transport myself right back to being, you know, 16 years old, singing and dancing in someone's backyard in the summer and just really having a great memory of wanting to be forever young.
Okay, so Alphaville, Forever Young, they released this song in Germany, where they're from,
okay,
in 1984. And what do you know? In 1985, they bring it to the U.S. It becomes popular in the U.S. It actually peaks at 93 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the U.S. in 1985.
Right. And it's been remade a
bunch
of times.
Jay-Z actually uses it as his part of his song Forever Young as well. So, I mean, it's been used all over the place. It has been covered by numerous artists.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure every generation will have their version of Forever Young. But this one absolutely will transport, again, anybody from Gen X right back to that time. So let's go ahead and hear Alphaville.
Yeah. And what I will say is a lot of these kind of power ballads or ballads are pretty long. They're long songs.
Yeah, they were all over 5 minutes.
Yeah. This one, I mean, we're playing a shorter version of it. There is a longer version, but this version, wow, it's only 3 minutes, 46 seconds. But
right.
I mean, there's some long songs going on today.
Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die out. Never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when this race is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Praising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music's played by the madman.
Love that song.
Would you want to be forever young?
No.
I actually would like to be forever now. I really like now.
Well, I'd like to be probably forever 48, just before I got diabetes.
Oh, okay, fair.
It works.
Well, thanks for sharing that with everybody. I'm sure it's not the first time you've mentioned it. But yeah, being young is fantastic. Obviously, things don't hurt as much as they do now, and you don't have to sleep as much as you do now, but you're dumb, and you don't know anything, and you're scared of everything you have to accomplish. Now I feel pretty accomplished and pretty confident and happy to take on the world. I just don't really want to get too much older.
No.
But now is good.
Yeah, now is good.
So now, what are we doing? Well, let's do the weekend wrap-up. Let me just apologize to
Smad. So apparently there was a glitch in the Matrix because I'm going to put it out there. Somebody else had to also
reboot
as well. So they had a problem with theirs as well. So
okay, well, it's all good again.
It is all good again in the world.
Let's focus forward then. So what are we doing for the weekend? You start.
So tomorrow night, obviously, I'm at Wild Wings, and I'm going to give you my rounds. And we haven't done this in a while, so we were looking at all this different music, and I was like, I'm going to switch it up. So because last week you surprised me and had
we did a Terry trivia round.
You did. It was and it wasn't music. It was actually just
questions about Terry.
About me and stuff. And I really liked it, and I appreciated everybody's advice. Apparently, everybody thinks my middle name is Finnegan. Our dog is Finnegan. And
our kids' names are Finnegan. If they didn't know, they just guessed Finnegan. Which is also funny because we also asked just to show Terry some love. So question number 10 was, what's your favorite thing about Terry? And a lot of people said your hair, which is funny because it's a little light.
Yeah,
in quantity and color now. Nice. So I think your friends are being sarcastic.
They
it was
were,
fun.
Of course. So anyway, we didn't get to play Drop the Needle, so that'll be playing back again tomorrow. But let's start with round one. So round one will be 60s and 70s USA artists. Okay. So we're going to do that. It's going to be around the world tomorrow night. So round two is going to be British pop. So kind of stuff that we're playing tonight
okay.
or today. And get rid of Howard Jones because he's not British. Unfortunately. And then we'll do our 2.5 round, Drop the Needle. Round three, exclusively 90s Canadian bands.
Okay.
And it's going to be all genres within the 90s Canadian. So you're going to have a little pop, you're going to have a little rock, you're going to have a little alternative, little country. And then the 2000s is just going to be around the world.
Okay.
So it's going to be a bit of everybody. So that's tomorrow night from 7 to 11, or 10:30, I guess. And then at midnight, I have Into the Darkness from midnight to 2 a.m. And I've got a really nice curated set of music for you. So come hang out with me then. And then Saturday, I'm going to sleep in a little bit.
No, you're not.
I know.
You're going to plan that, and then I'm going to plan something for you because I already got our time planned for the weekend.
I know.
So we have a nice little adventure planned for this weekend again. I actually have a speaking engagement in Stratford, Ontario.
And they wrote an article about
it. It was in the Stratford newspaper.
It was.
I'm very excited about that. It is a Speak to Lead women's event, and I am one of 8 speakers that will be on the stage.
You are also the first speaker on the stage.
And the first speaker on the stage. No pressure. But we are going to drive down to Stratford on Saturday afternoon because I don't want to travel all that way on the same day that I have to speak. I'll be a little bit nervous anyways, and I want to make sure that we're there and we're not running into traffic problems or anything like that. And we always enjoy a nice night in a hotel. We really like pizza in bed in a hotel. It's one of our favorite things.
Sure.
So we're doing that. And then I would also, just because I have a microphone, I need to mention that there is an open house at one of my new listings on Saturday.
Yeah, with Rob.
So Rob, my partner, is doing an open house for us. If anybody is in the market for a fantastic West End home, there is an open house at 140 Falkirk Terrace from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And Rob Francis would be happy to show that house off to anyone.
And they're wonderful people, too, that own it.
They are. They're actually people who come to Trivia. We're not allowed to name people for privacy reasons, but they are people we met through Trivia Night, and they're fantastic. They just happen to be military, and they're moving somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to help them all out with that. So let's help them all out with that. We're coming into a big military move season because it is spring market and because it is military move town. We're about to get very busy.
What was it called? You gave it a name, something HHT or something?
HHT is a house hunting trip.
Oh, it is. I was right. HHT.
You were right.
Yeah, okay. All right. I was like, happy house time?
Maybe.
I don't know. I couldn't remember what it was called. I listened to your show on Monday, and then I was like, what was that?
What did you say?
HHT, yeah.
Happy house time. It was great. And if you do know anybody who's in the military, I would go back and listen to my show from Monday morning, which was Rob Francis, who was a military veteran and is now a military move specialist. So on Mondays, I now have a show as well on my own. I don't push it as much as Terry does, but it is real talk about real estate. It's called Finding Your Way Home, because home is different for everyone. So we're going to jump right back into the music. And we're going to play another memory. I love this song. So I said to Terry, let's make sure we get to this one. Depeche Mode defined the decade as well. So many good choices that we could have picked from. But I wanted to go. I know I'm going to say I went to a little bit deeper cut, and it's not. But it was for me.
I don't think so. People Are People was a huge hit for them.
I know. It just wasn't one that was in the forefront of my memory. So when I was doing some research on songs from the 80s, I said to myself, oh, that one. Hadn't thought about it, hadn't heard it in many years, so I wanted to share it with everybody. We love People Are People. I know you love Depeche Mode, so I knew you'd be right on board with this song. What does this one remind you of?
This reminds me of the Route 66 tour, and I know the Route 66 tour was a little bit later, but they did play this, and it just reminds me of like lasers and fog machines and just a really great stage presence. I saw these guys actually at the CNE exhibition.
I could have just interject. We do this all the time. So we said Kingswood Music Theater. We said the CNE exhibition where you could see concerts. And this morning you were talking about the Sky Dome.
I know.
And so we're definitely aging ourselves when we talk, because somebody corrected you this morning because some people in the room didn't know what the Sky Dome was.
Corrected them and said, it'll always be called the Sky Dome in my head.
I agree with you. It will always be the Sky Dome. However, it is now the Rogers Center. But I'm just laughing to myself because we've now said three different things today that clearly make our age obvious about the way that we refer to things, which is funny. I did not see Depeche Mode at concert.
Oh, okay. So this band was fantastic. They were really, really good. They put on a fantastic show. It was always about the lights and the sound and just the whole experience. And they would be... The stage actually went into darkness. I remember this vividly. The entire venue went into darkness, and then it was just one light kind of scanning the audience and fog just pouring out over the stage. And then you could hear the dun-dun, dun-dun from the bass drum and stuff, and it was on the synth piece, and it was just an incredible experience. Now, this song, People Are People, it was a huge hit for them. It peaked at 13 in the U.S., Billboard 100 and 1985.
Seemingly my year.
Your year. It was number one in Germany, and it was literally one of the biggest hits, in my opinion, of Depeche Mode. They had their B-side. Their B-side is actually definitely a deep cut in your memory.
I don't know if I know that one.
Yeah, it is a great song, but it is definitely a deep cut for them. But yeah, this was a fantastic song, fantastic album.
Let's share it with everybody, because this is one that you should know if you're ever thinking about music from the 80s.
Thank you. Blossom Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time, we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
That sounds like an awesome idea.
It is. It's very similar to what used to be like the 100 Women of Kingston or the 100 Men of Kingston, which was everybody had to give $100. So the charities in our area got something like sometimes $12,000 per night.
Yeah,
so this
crazy.
Is a smaller version, but it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to remind the guys from Well Suited, maybe we should pitch it.
You should pitch it. Well Suited is awesome.
It is awesome.
Okay, so what would high school or the 80s be without a heartbreak story? And so I literally completely forgot about this song until I was doing my research and I saw it and thought, oh my goodness, I haven't thought or had that memory in probably 40 years. But when I was in high school, we all had very serious boyfriends and we were all madly in love and never going to love again after we broke up with those people. And myself and my two best friends went through something very dramatic when one of my friend's boyfriends cheated on her.
Oh my God.
I know, it was heartbreaking and devastating. And we spent many a night, you know, making sure that she was okay and talking this through. And it was very dramatic around the high school because everybody knew them and knew the other woman who was basically a girl who was probably 14 at that time.
And he just kissed a different person.
He did kiss another person.
Oh my God.
It was so
crazy.
Dramatic, but it was.
I'm reading up on this Sylvia person. I have no idea.
I don't
who
know.
She is.
I might have stumped you. I don't know if you've ever heard this song before, but when you listen to the lyrics, it's really funny. And you can picture me and my two best friends who you know.
I got to say, she's a pretty good looking lady.
And we're crying because he kissed another girl.
Aww.
And so I wanted to play this fun song for everybody, which wasn't that much fun at the time, but I wanted to make everybody think about the first time they got their heart broken.
And it's called Nobody.
And it's called Nobody, so please listen to the lyrics.
All right.
You say nobody's after you. In fact,
All right.
What did you think of that?
Well, can I say one thing?
You're
if
going to.
Nobody ever plays that again, I'll be okay with it.
Very clever.
I've never heard that song.
I didn't think you had.
No. And
you hope to never hear it again?
I'm okay with it.
I think it's hilarious.
It is hilarious, but it actually sounds like a song you would hear in a musical.
Like a bad musical.
Not even a bad musical, about somebody who's getting cheated on or something. And it's the kind of the...
Like the doo-wop girls in the background.
In the background, yeah. Like Hairspray. It sounds like a song I would hear in Hairspray or something like that. Oh, yeah. And you singing along with it and me taking a video.
Yeah, he took a video, of course, to send to our kids because I'm making a fool of myself in studio.
Crazy.
Singing, pouring my heart out because my poor friend's boyfriend kissed somebody else.
Oh, my God.
It was so sad. All right. I want to make sure we get to the Reba song. So can you switch them up? Because what didn't define the decade more than Reba McEntire? I've switched my brain now to country music. I love this song. So it's Fancy. And it's a fantastic song. Even to this day when I hear it, I will stop. I will crank it up in the car. And I will absolutely make sure that I play it. I do love Reba. She is the queen. So let's get it in because we have less than 5 minutes to go.
All right. Well, all right. And we're actually going to be off the air when this finishes. So thanks very much, guys. We'll come back in a few seconds before the show ends.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. Looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paws runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in and off the streets. 1 week later, I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were.
I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And then I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't been mad.
She ain't been mad.
Now, in this world, there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites. They call me bad. Criticize Mama for
What'd you think?
I love that song. That's why I picked it.
So what's funny is you will not hear that in my 80s stuff when I'm playing next week.
I'm sure we will not.
But anyway, it was great. It was a great week, and I'm glad we got to listen to a bit of your 80s. We're not done, I don't think. We're going to have some 80s and then some 90s.
I could just